lowering your interest rates. And Franklinton gets the win tonight over Crowley to advance to play Carr in the 4A semifinals. Been a while since we have had a chance to speak to Coach Smith. Coach, congratulations on the win. Thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you, guys.
Coach, when you look at how explosive Crowley has been this season, impressed a lot of people. You guys holding the 14 points. Can you tell me about how the Demon defense performed tonight?
You know, their starting quarterback was out tonight with an injured shoulder. I'm sure if had he played, he'd have added some spark to their offense. But not to take anything away from our defense, man, our kids played extremely hard. I know the backup put up 20 points last week on Livonia, so we knew he was a talented kid and a good athlete as well, and we just played well, man. We tackled well in space. Coverage was great. We put pressure on the quarterback. Just an outstanding job by our players and coaches.
You know, Coach, this is Todd Black. Congratulations. And, you know, when I look at the score, you know, I was just kind of taken back a little bit, and you kept expecting Crowley to make that run. But, you know, it's got to be difficult to keep 16, 17, 18-year-olds under control when they have you have a 2 or 3 score lead, and you know as a coach that team across the field from you can put it up quick, but your defense stayed focused.
You're right, they did, man. Just you know, our kids have been our senior. We've got 22 seniors. Most of them started as sophomores, so they've been 3 years in the quarterfinals now, and they've had an outstanding week. They've been in this situation before, high school, practicing football. They're with class, and we just had a great week in preparation, and man, we went out there. We played outstanding defense all year, really, aside from last week, and they wanted to go out and clean things up during the course of the week. They did, and it showed up tonight.
Shane Smith, Eddie Bonine here. Congratulations, Coach.
Hey, thanks, Mr. Bonine.
It sounds like you found a defensive coordinator.
Yeah, man, he's done an outstanding job. I tell you what, Coach Burris and those guys, man, they coach our kids hard during the course of the week and prepare them hard, and what you get when you show up on the field, man.
Well, Shane, I know you do a great job with kids, and we appreciate your efforts out there, and good luck next week.
Thank you, man. We appreciate it.
Well, Coach, I got to ask you, I look up at the beginning of your schedule, and I see that, you know, you played West Monroe, you played Covington, you played Jesuit. Those are all games that had to prepare you for a night like tonight. But you're right. You played defense great all year. Let's talk a little bit about your offense. Talk about some of your stars over there and what y'all like to do and what y'all did well tonight. Obviously, a lot.
Yeah, we did, man. You know, the thing about our offense is we've got a sophomore quarterback, and it's taken him some time to gain the experience that he needed, and really the past few weeks, man, he just improved tremendously. And you know, he's a talented sophomore. His brother's in the NFL, brother of Terrence McGee, name's Taj. And our offensive lines continue to improve. Azende McGee had 19 carries tonight, and Raynaz Wilson as well. So we've got two backs splitting the load, and we feel confident with all our receivers, and our offensive lines just continue to gel and get better, and we played our best game tonight.
Well, Coach, we really appreciate you taking a few minutes and joining us here in Baton Rouge on ESPN, and good luck next week as you play Carr. Will you be, I'm looking right here, are you at home?
Yes, sir, we are, thank goodness.
All right.
Been on the road 2 weeks in a row, man, so we're looking forward to being at home.
Well, congratulations, and thanks again, and hopefully look forward to talking to you again.
Thanks, guys. We appreciate what you do for high school football. Take care.
All righty, thank you.
There you go. It's Franklinton head football coach Shane Smith.